FM 93.3 K1. It is 9:48, 34 degrees. It's a Friday morning. It's time for Bruin Buzz here on K1. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville Assistant Athletic Director Matt Hancock with us. Coach Hancock, good morning. Welcome in. How are you?
Morning, good. Thanks for having me.
Fun morning. Senior night for high school football coming up tonight for Bartlesville High. Bruin's going to be hosting the Shawnee Wolves final football game of 2019. We can circle back around to that one, but obviously wanted to mention the memorial service for Spence tomorrow. Spence passing away earlier this week. Obviously something that I think most of us knew would come at some point, but came earlier this week. Sad news. Was obviously on this program with me during this time for over a year, and excited to go tomorrow morning and kind of celebrate him at the Fine Arts Center.
You know, it's exactly what it'll be. It'll be a celebration. So it'll be at the Fine Arts Center there at Bartlesville High School, and we'll have it will be a get-there-early affair, which is a testament to how many people he's reached in this community. And, you know, one thing about Spence is, you know, knowing him for as long as I've known him and working closely with him over the last 18 months is I can truly understand the unique perspective he had, not just on sports and on coaches, but on life and what I was able to learn from him. Just the little things, pay attention to some of the little things, and that's what Spence did. He had a way to touch people, to touch your heart, he had a servant's heart, and Spence went out the way Spence wanted to go. I mean, he fought till the end. He was from making appearances at runs to showing up at work to ask me what I needed from him just, you know, a week before he passed. I hope that lesson, that people learn a valuable lesson from Spence. And tomorrow will be a celebration, and excited to be able to take a part of that.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning for people interested in that, as Coach Hancock mentioned. And I think the coolest thing when you look back on it now is, you know, I think obviously we were aware, but I think a lot of people that maybe just looked at it from the outside looking in didn't know that he was, you know, born and bred here, right, as a Bruin. And he got to go out as athletic director at that high school, which he had spent decades serving and being a player, and of course was heavily involved in the baseball program mainly before he was athletic director. But when you look back on it, man, that's pretty cool that he was able to kind of wrap that up, you know, as athletic director at the high school. And he was going to go to Collinsville before that, and he ended up at Bartlesville. And it was just, it's neat that he got to kind of end out that way, that's the way that it should have gone. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and you know, Spence was talented. And that's another thing is that I hope people understand is the talent level he had. As an administrator in this district, we've been blessed, all the administrators, through multiple trainings and things that we've learned on how to deal with leadership aspects. And Spence came in with some of those things already in place, and just he was very talented at what he did. He cared about people. He loved this community, and it was contagious. There were things that helped me understand a little bit more about Bartlesville just by talking to Spence and understanding, you know, where he came from, how he was raised. I honestly hope that, you know, that I can start to reflect those things as well. Just that's the way he did. You wanted to be like him. You wanted to learn from the things that he did. And he had a passion for learning, but it was superseded by his passion to help people. And it just, it's been somber. And you know, you prepare for things like these. And when he started getting really sick, and it doesn't make it any easier, but Spence was truly unique, and I'm blessed to have known him.
Matt Hancock with us here on Bruin Buzz, talking Bartlesville High Athletics. Once again, memorial service will be at the Fine Arts Center at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We've got a football game tonight, senior night against the Shawnee Wolves. Should be a ton of fun. Bartlesville eliminated from the playoffs after some point differential math was done, but can still force a three-way tie for that fourth spot in the east side of 6A2. If you're a Bruin fan, you can kind of stick it to Ponca City by winning tonight. Ponca City, if they were to beat Sepulpa but by less than 9 points and Bartlesville still wins tonight, it would actually be Sepulpa going to the playoffs and not the Wildcats. So there's some, you know, weird scenarios there with three-way ties and whatnot, but none of that really matters to Bartlesville. What matters to us is sending the seniors out on a high note. 16 of those that have been a really big part of this program for a while have undergone quite a few changes. They've had four head coaches in their career for Bruin football, and hopefully things have started to stabilize a little bit for everyone going forward. But it's an interesting group of Bruin seniors, a lot of really talented guys. Layton Cloutis, Tayton Hopkins, Logan Hartman, those are guys that have been playing since they were sophomores. So Those are guys that have been around at the varsity level for quite a long time. And obviously we're not going to be able to talk about all 16 of them at length in this program. We'll have words during them about them during the broadcast tonight here on K1, 7 o'clock kick against Shawnee. But always a lot of fun, senior night. You got two teams that are out of the playoffs. There was a similar situation last year in Shawnee, and Bartlesville won that game on the road, 58-51. That was a heck of a battle. So hoping for a similar outcome and also a similar type of ball game tonight. Hopefully a fun one, and the Bruins can compete hard and send those seniors out with a win.
Yeah. So we'll kick off our senior night festivities before the game with our sports being honored, our senior seniors and our sports being honored around 6:20 p.m. tonight. And then our band will be honored at halftime. senior nights are fun because you get to thank those seniors for what they've contributed to our program. These are kids, and what the kids have gone through for years. Some of them have been, through our YMCA programs. Some of them came in, recently. But at the end of the day, these kids have put blood, sweat, and tears into this program and into being a Bruin. And I'm like you, the stabilization within the coaching staff and looking forward to that, remaining consistent. We really hope that this is, going to be that senior class that can kind of lay a foundation of hard work. Our kids, this is a test for them. This is a test, obviously, when the playoff picture looks a little bleak, to come in and to be able to play hard and to play with purpose. And I have, nothing but high regards for Jason Sport and what he can do and the focus that he can get with our kids that I have no doubt will come out and play hard.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth when you were talking about that. I don't think there's any doubt that they'll come out and play hard regardless of the result tonight. Boy, they've done that. It's been an interesting season. 2-7, they started off with some games they probably should have won but didn't, against both Claremore and Collinsville. Those are two teams that I don't think there's much question Bartlesville's probably better than, and especially the November-October version of the Bruins, probably quite a bit better than. But they didn't start out that way. They lost those games. They stuck in there. They started out 0-2 in district play and stuck in there. Boy, they just kept on battling, even at Muskogee last week in a 44-27 loss. They were down 14-0, and you snap of your fingers and you're on the road against a team at 7-1. You're thinking this could be out of hand pretty quickly, but boy, they battled back. They had the ball, the chance to tie that thing multiple times in the second quarter. It was about a 10-point game for the most part in the second half, and those kids just battled no matter what has, been thrown up against them all season long this year.
Right, and thinking about it, when you look at every year, every team has high expectations, and sometimes you have some growing pains that you don't really think about. New coaches, new players, and new systems, and we battled through some of those things, and we made some changes offensively. And if you look over the last 4 weeks, I'd be willing to bet that our offense is right up there in production with anybody else in the state, and the ability to score and to score quickly and offensively, I feel like we're never out of a contest. And it's one of those things that we're going to continue to progress at. And we have a lot of things that we'll need to work on in the off season, but that's a challenge that we're ready for, and that's a challenge that we're looking forward to.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of guys back that touch the football, next year. You lose Ben Winters and Layton Cloutis, but, two guys that were huge in that ball game last week at Muskogee, Caleb Perry and Caden Davis, so both juniors. So a lot to look forward to with Bruin football, and it kind of culminates this evening. You want to keep your eye on who you've got back and then send off the people that are playing their last games on a high note. So senior night's always a lot of fun. 7 o'clock kickoff against Shawnee. 6:30 pregame. We'll have the broadcast right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. And you can watch it online as well, K1TV.com. Did want to mention the cross-country team wrapped up their season at state. Both Elena Fries, Jillian Skalicki were in the top third or so on the girls' side, top about 35 out of, you know, over 100 runners. Spencer Hales was second overall individually. Bruin Guys finished 10th as a team. So nice to see, you know, multiple athletes at state last week competing hard and rounding out the season.
Yeah, and you know, and when you look at the younger groups that we have coming up, the future is going to be bright in cross country, and they're going to continue to get better. And Spencer is a fabulous runner, and the way that he finished, we're proud of how he did. Just sometimes you give your best effort, and sometimes that's a second place finish. That's okay. We're proud of him. We're proud of how he finished. We're proud of everybody who qualified, boys and girls of those state teams to represent our Bruins. And happy for what Coach Ayers was able to do with them and to be able to get us back to the state level.
And next week will be probably our first Bruin Buzz, where we talk a whole lot of winter sports because all the fall sports will be done. Football, of course, your last fall event will be tonight for the varsity football game. So we'll kind of turn the page. And I know basketball's had some scrimmages. Lady Bruins had a scrimmage canceled this week. Bruin Guys have been scrimmaging. Guys especially are behind the eight ball because he's got a lot of varsity guys that'll be out next week that are still in football this week. So that'll be kind of a changing of the guard next week when that all wraps up. So looking forward to turning the page to basketball and wrestling and swimming. And then we'll talk with Coach Stewart, Coach Martin, Coach Pulsifer, and Coach Englehart right here on K1 and BartlesvilleRadio.com over the next several weeks, as that's going to really start ramping up next few weeks here.
Yeah, and they've been really hard in preseason workouts and scrimmages. Swim's been going at it hard, and, you know, their previews and basketball everyday practices. It's busy, and, you know, we're going to roll right into it.
Bartlesville Assistant Athletic Director Matt Hancock with us here on Bruin Buzz. We talk Bartlesville High Athletics each Friday morning about 9:45 on K1. Coach Hancock, appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
Of course, see you.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWO.